Abortion rights activists are breathing easier today after the Supreme Court struck down a Louisiana law that could have left the state with a single abortion clinic. Conservative Justice John Roberts, voting with the liberal wing of the court, saying that respect for precedent compelled him to do so. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Lori Levinson, former federal prosecutor and professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. Professor, thanks for being with us. So this particular law, the state law, would have required doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The majority in this case said that that created an undue burden for those seeking an abortion?
It absolutely did cause an undue burden, and there had been a 6-day trial before a judge to show why, that in fact it was very hard for these doctors to get those type of privileges, and they didn't really help the patients. Women didn't need to go to the hospital for these procedures. So really it was just a step like Texas had tried to take to bar abortion clinics, and it almost worked.
I want to ask you about Justice John Roberts. This is the third time he is sided with the liberals. How much do you read into that?
Well, I don't read him as being a liberal. What I read him as somebody who's really dedicated to the institution and to the rule of law. He wrote in his concurrence today, his swing vote, that frankly, if he could, he would come out the other way. He supported these types of restrictions on abortions. He's no huge fan of Roe v. Wade. But the Supreme Court had heard a case nearly identical to this 4 years ago from Texas. And given that decision and given his belief in what stare decisis precedent, he felt that the institution was more important and therefore voted to basically strike down the Louisiana law.
Professor, in the bigger picture of abortion rights, does this ruling have a ripple effect in any kind of meaningful way for other issues that are likely to bubble up?
We'll have to see. I still think that there's going to be plenty of attacks on abortion rights, that states are going to try whatever way they can to put on restrictions. So they won't do a frontal assault to overturn Roe v. Wade, but they're going to put on additional restrictions and say those are allowed because they're not undue burdens. And so I don't think anybody should say that the abortion fight is over now that the Supreme Court decided 5-4 on this case.
So you don't think that what is going on with Justice Roberts is any way or going to continue to happen in the future in terms of siding with the liberals?
Well, I think that you have to sort of watch what's going to happen down the road. This case only decided because Justice Ginsburg is still on the court and Justice Roberts was really tied to following the precedent. But after the election, there could be a change, and then you would never have enough votes to uphold the right to choice or the abortion clinic. So, no, I don't think that this ends the matter. It does give people a sigh of relief right now, but there will be plenty of battles to come.
Are there any indications of what those battles might be? Anything working its way up the courts that the Supreme Court is likely to take up anytime soon?
Oh, absolutely. There are many cases, including other ones that require doctors and clinics to have these types of privileges or other types of restrictions on them. The fight's not over. You know, what's interesting about Justice Roberts is that everyone thinks, oh, now he's a liberal. He is a swing vote, and he has done things that concern the conservatives. Don't forget that he upheld Obamacare, that he recently concurred on the case. It said that people who are gay and transsexual should be recognized under Title VII. He wrote the Dreamers case. What I see in this is a Chief Justice who says, I am another branch of government. And even though President Trump and the administration and states might want certain things under the rubric of being conservatives, I'm not that. I'm just somebody upholding the law.
Always appreciate your time. Lori Levinson is a former federal prosecutor and a professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles.